To the Ask Evie Show, and you are listening live with your weekly host, Evie Kane. And thanks for being here with me today. And the purpose of this show is to give people a forum to ask about whatever personal challenge may be up for them in their life, in the area of relationships, family, career, and to maybe receive some guidance and direction with, hopefully with compassion, kindness, respect, and warmth. Since I'm known as the practical mystic and the psychotherapist, I'll be here each week to answer your questions with both psychology and spirit. Though I'm psychic, though, this show is not really intended for flat-out general psychic questions and readings. It's more about what personally is up for you. But if those come up, we'll sort that out as we go along, and I'll be giving you some great referrals. I also wanted to thank you for all your email questions and wanted to give you a heads up that during the show, if you're emailing questions, I don't really see those. The questions are intended for between shows. If you're going to email me a question during the show, I encourage you to call in live and we'll talk about it. So just so you know that I don't actually see those until afterwards, okay? And so just so you know, if you want to send questions during the week, you can easily do that by going to questions@askevieradio.com. So let's get going today with our questions. The lines are open, and the toll-free number that you can call or Skype in is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And for my international friends and listeners, there are several Skype-in numbers available to you that you can see on bbsradio.com or askevieradio.com, additional lines. And before we get to this week's call, I wanted to add an addendum to a beautiful question that we had last week. One of the listeners from London had called in and said, what is a good, like, spiritual practice for beginners? You know, should I sit in a garden? Should I read inspirational material? Just sit in the silence and meditate? Prayer? And on and on. And I want to say that the answer to those four things are yes, 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 and yes. A day that's hemmed in prayer is less likely to unravel, it's been said. Don't know who said that, just a beautiful anonymous quote. So that the combination of all of those or one of those or other things is really beautiful. All of them is an act of prayer. Prayer is not always just a verbal spoken thing. So I just wanted to clear that up. Okay, and once again, the lines are open, 888-815-9756. So while we're doing that, I'm going to take a couple of email questions here. This one was more of a psychic nature, but I'll comment on it. This is from Anita. It says, there is an extraordinary amount of activity and media around space issues, life outside the planet, ETs, UFOs. There's even a UN alien ambassador now and tons of sightings and communication. And I'm wondering what you think this is leading to. Is it about the star realms and beings wanting to have more interaction with us and about us communicating more with them? We'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Boy, I love these questions. It's just not about my 14-year-old teenage son. Well, Anita, I think, you know, your second question in here really says it all. That's how I see it, is yes, I believe that they're wanting to communicate with us. And I'm having my take on this is that I think that we Earth beings are finally more in a place to hear and to listen. I mean, as short a time ago as 30 or 40 years ago, when people were talking about UFOs or life on other planets, universes, or galaxies, people kind of poo-pooed that, you know, with the exception of, you know, the people who had actually seen UFOs, and we know that they many times went through things of not being believed, or people thought they were crackpots. And I think that Earth is changing so much. People are so much more open and searching and seeking. And I think, I guess the way I would say it is, we're a lot less arrogant to think that we're the only game in town, planet, the universe, the galaxies, and that it's marvelous, I think, what's happening. And so that's my thoughts on that for today. And once again, the lines are open. If you care to call in with a question or comment, it's 888-815-9756. I have a question here from Maureen from New York. The gist of it is this, that her ex-husband, who is an abusive alcoholic, after having disappeared and not been in her girls' lives for a long, long time. Apparently one daughter is 18 and the other is 21. That he has, she said, has gone behind my back and is now trying to have a relationship with them. And he abandoned all of us when they were 4 and 7. And I know that's a very painful situation, Maureen, for you to be in. And what I would say to you if you were live here on the phone is that your daughters now are the beautiful young adult women that you have raised, and they are going to now have to make their own choices, and they will, I'm pretty sure, decide if it's in their best relationship to best interest to have a relationship with their father. They're at the point where they have to make these decisions for themselves. And I think if you were to try and intervene or have it be any other way, like contacting him directly or saying, I don't want that, I mean, you're, of course, welcome, you know, always able to express an opinion. But I think is to believe in your daughters more than him, and that they will be able to choose, and if he hasn't made changes in his life, you know, that they'll see through that rather quickly. And to let it come from them. Okay, and if you have any more questions or want further information about that, then please call in a future show. Okay. And now the next email question that I've had was actually from a woman in Colorado who talks about that her in-laws come every summer to visit. And this is anonymous, so I guess maybe that's for a reason. But that what she's pretty fed up with is that they come and they stay for a couple of weeks, and that's fine. She likes them. But that her mother-in-law, in essence, tries to redecorate the house, like is constantly offering to get new furniture for the guest room or a certain kind of towels in decor for the bathroom. And she goes on to say that, you know, we're people of means. I have my own taste. We don't need this. It's not like we have horrible furniture or no towels. And she's just really been dealing with this too long, is stunned and just doesn't, you know, is wanting to tell him, you know, not to come. So what I would say to you is, you know, I certainly would understand these feelings that you're having. Who wouldn't? But the people are guests in your home, but this woman, regardless of her well-meaning intentions, is being rather meddlesome and controlling, to say the least. And what I don't know is if you've actually said something to her directly. in a way that is with a strong boundary and yet may come from a place of love, such as, we'll just call her Edith, okay? Edith, you know, thank you for your, you know, your concerns about the furniture or your likes or dislikes. We don't really need any new furniture or tiles. I have things the way that I like them. And if she continues to go on and on, well, we're not as comfortable with them, or I don't like the colors, or she opens up about that, say, that's really fine and good. I can accept that. And, you know, maybe when you come to visit the next time, there's a couple of inns down the street that would be, you know, really happy to accommodate you, and you might be more comfortable there. And just leave it at that. And I wish you the best with that one. And the lines are open. And you can call in at 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And let's now, while we're waiting for some calls, let's take a first break to commercial. What woman doesn't want pretty feet? And men too, for the, you know, when we really think about it. And I wanted to tell you about this fabulous product that I use in my own life, and it's called Pretty Feet. And they're actually healthy feet buffing pads. They look like a cross between a pumice stone and a loofah sponge. They are really, really awesome. The name of the company is Healthy Glow Skin Products, that a friend of mine just bought and gave me some samples. And these things really, really rock. You just have them in your shower and they last for 6 months. They're really wonderful for diabetics. They're eco-friendly green. The really cool thing is they eliminate dry, cracked, and calloused skin. You know how we ladies get that challenge in our heels. And it's so nice to be using that instead of a blade, you know, one of those things you rub over your feet. So I encourage you, and as a gift for the Ask Evie radio show, they will give you free shipping if you want to call them in. 800-843-7864, 800-843-7864. Tell them you're calling from the Ask Evie show. They'll give you free shipping. They have a whole range of personal pedicure kits and all sorts of spa products. They're spa quality products at retail prices for individual users. So I highly, highly recommend them. And once again, 800-843-7864. And we are back live. And I wanted to respond to an email question that I got from a man named Brent in Seattle. It was more of a general psychic question. He was asking about, he had been told that some big real estate deal was coming his way, and did I see anything? And what I saw, Brent, was when I was reading the email, it looked like downtown Seattle and some skyscrapers. And the thing I heard was that, I don't know whether this is a commercial or business, it's mixed space, but that it would be a good opportunity for you and to watch the fine print in whatever contract it was, and that the person you'd be involved with, it'd be important to kind of do your homework about how much they were on the level. So, yes, there's something coming up for you, and to be just really mindful and conscious as you go into it. And for people who are calling in and asking questions like that or emailing, I wanted to let you know that there is a wonderful, wonderful organization called 12listen.com, 12listen.com, that they have an amazing cadre of psychics and healers, and that it's a psychic hotline, and you can have your question answered. The first 2 to 3 minutes is free, and then after that they do charge. I'm talking straight from my heart here. I am not an affiliate. It's nothing that I'm going to personally benefit from. There's two women over there in particular that I would recommend if you're looking for general psychic questions like that. One is Camille, C-A-M-I-L-L-E, and the other is Audra, A-U-D-R-A. So Audra or Camille at 1-2-LISTEN. And once again, the lines are open, and you can call in at 888-815-9756. Seems like people are a little shy today. So I do have a pretty amazing question here today. It's another anonymous one. Boy, people got a lot of stuff going on in their lives. And this question asks about, could you talk about when mentors let you down in general, and how do you honor the good and let go of those things that are not living up to expectations? Well, the first thing I want to say is thank you very, very much for this question, and I can feel there's a lot of contemplation and pain and wisdom behind it, and what I'll say is that's a topic that I could probably take about 10 radio shows to talk about. So I thought what I would do today is make it part of our inspiration point or talk for the week. And I'll handle as best I can one portion of it. Because when I think about a mentor letting us down, mentors I think of as typically teachers and maybe perhaps teachers and or employers, people we've learned from and we look up to in our life. And when there's a letdown like that, and sometimes it may even be a betrayal. And I was thinking about that, and then I've also been thinking about, in my practice, listening to people over the years, a similar thing, just the same kind of thing can happen with a loved one when there's been a horrific betrayal and letdown. And so the question about how do I honor the good and let go of those things where people have really hurt or betrayed me and not lived up to expectations. And that is, not to sound like the typical shrink, quite a process. And I thought I'd share something from my own life that was actually a combination of these two things. Is about 15 years ago, my long-term partner and my mentor ended up together in a romantic relationship. And I thought that this is a good story. I mean, boy, there was everything in one fell swoop in one day. Everything I believed and loved in and cherished, you know, just gone, blown up. And at the very least, when we go through something like that, at least what it just totally shakes you to your core, because everything that you've believed about in life and experienced and the values you had and the people that you loved and had connections with and so on and so forth, it shakes you to your core about how could I have been, you know, the things people ask themselves, so wrong about him or her, or maybe I'm a schmuck, you know, what's wrong with me? I mean, there's just a whole range of raw human emotion that comes up. And why I say it's a process is dependent on where you are in the process. We can't just go and talk about it's always for the best, and it's a spiritual gift at the end, which I have found is true, that no matter how hideous something is to go through, that when we come out the other side of it, we're right where we're supposed to be, and there's such gifts. So a lot depends on where you are in the process and how do you work through that. I think when we go through a horrific betrayal, or a letdown of the nature of which I went through, or perhaps what the email sender has gone through, is that it's very important to be able to talk things through, ideally on a weekly basis, either with trusted friends or a counselor, it's not good to try and rush through the raw emotions of anger and pain. I mean, you really go through a lot of grief. And grief is one word, but it's about 20 powerful emotions wrapped into one. Whether it's, the anger, the sadness, the betrayal, etc. It's so key that you have an opportunity to talk about that, to vent about it, and not to get stuck in it. That's part of sometimes what's up when people keep going over and over and over the stuff and talking about it, that you can sometimes get stuck in it, and it keeps you in that place. So it's important to keep moving. It's like having your venting and working through your anger and trying to get through the other side of that. The second thing I would say is, and this would be funny coming from a psychotherapist, is that it's not a nice, neat, clean process like, but I did the 7 steps. I've worked through the anger and the denial, and here I am again in the anger, and why is this happening, and what, and it's not like that. You may think you're through your anger, and then wham, you hear some song, or somebody tells you a story about what the mentor or the ex is up to, and you're right back in that raw space, and that's okay. You're not back to ground zero again. That's what happens. So that's what helped me. The most important thing is when your life gets blown up like that, what really helped me is, okay, Evie, this is really some huge lesson here. It's not that the lesson is not to shut down your heart, not to trust anybody, not to ever have love again in your life. I mean, yeah, that's an option, but that's not the option I wanted. And so there was a lot of work to be done, and that's where I started to get on a spiritual path, because when our confidence, our self-confidence is shaken by such loss, it forces us to get to that place of realizing that maybe our self-confidence was too externally oriented. Like, yes, relationships and work is important, but the truth is, our true essence has nothing to do with how people treat us, what we go through, right? It's like there's the importance of being able that it's to realize that your real confidence is about your true essence, that in its of itself is unshakable no matter what horrible stuff you're going through. Real confidence is about self-love and the highest kind of power that comes from our true essence. And that can never be defined in relationships to anything or anyone else. And so part of my process was looking at that and seeing how much I had defined myself in terms of relationships or whatever. Those of us who are loving and giving, we can be very other-oriented. The next thing I would say is that everything is energy. And I think sometimes when I look back on this now, I realize that spirit did for me what I couldn't do for myself at the time. I'd always seen myself as this kind of loyal, true blue, hardworking person, nose to the grindstone, keep on keeping on, and kind of ignoring that I maybe wasn't really happy and fulfilled. So this is the second thing that I would say, is that it's about vibration, it's about values, all of this. That sometimes things aren't always as they appear, or things change. Maybe your values didn't really match the mentor's values. And why I'm saying that is, values and what people say are not really the barometer if that's really their values. What I've had to learn to discern is what shows me someone's values is not their words, but their actions. Not their words, but their actions. And what I've discovered is when I start making excuses for why somebody is acting or doing a certain thing, then I'm realizing, I'm not paying attention to there's a difference in our values here. you know, that happened recently around another work kind of situation, betrayal, where I began to see that because I loved and cared about this person so much and they were doing so much good for so many people that I started to ignore the little things that were happening that really were bigger things and indicative of what really was going on. So it isn't about, you know, judging the person or not, but it's realizing that, you know, when your values, the vibration doesn't match, something's going to happen to kind of, you know, get you in the right place. And the process is painful, that's for sure. I wouldn't wish that or go through that at all for anyone. But what I do know is that the gift on the other side is tremendous. When I look at the gifts I have now and the way that my life is now versus then, it's like I wouldn't go back to it at all. At all. It's been said that courage is fear that has said its prayers. See, I think the other thing that happens when we go through things like this is we have a choice to go forward and move with our hurt heart, so we have a choice to kind of close down and live a more fearful life. And I say go for the courage. You know, go for the courage. Keep going forward. It's like when we learn to kind of push through those fears, just because one mentor has hurt us or one spouse has betrayed us and hurt us doesn't mean that they all will. These are such powerful, important questions. Last week I talked about Grandmother Rose, and I remembered something else that she said that I think relates to this. She said, "The clock goes round. Never you mind. Don't you worry about it, Evie. The clock goes round." And I used to say, well, the hands on the clock of justice don't go around fast enough for me sometimes. Meaning, like, there's the part of us that always want them to get it and change or come and say, oh, my God, we did you wrong or blah, 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 and that kind of keeps us stuck in it. I found that sometimes just in moving forward, you get that gift later on. Like I did, things I heard back later, things that had changed. The best focus, I think, is what's the gift in this when you get on the other side of their feelings. The gifts I got were the courage to stand up, to try not to live in fear. What I noticed and learned there, I saw in a recent situation, is that sometimes people see things that they don't like are going on and they're afraid to stand up. They're afraid to say things to make a change or have it be different. And the irony in it is when we don't take a stand or stand up or say things and have it be different, the irony is that those same things that are happening to other people will then come around and happen to us. So you might as well take the stand and stand up for what you believe in and do the right thing. Marianne Williamson said that joy is what happens when we allow ourselves to recognize how good things really are. So I have tried my own life to look at the gifts, the good or the gifts that comes out of loss and betrayal. And that's the thoughts I want to leave you with today, is to encourage you to do that. You know, what has been the gift in this, in how my life has changed? What are those gifts? And maybe looking at embracing those more fully and going forward with that. So I'll leave you with those thoughts today, and we'll take a quick music break. And then we come back. I would really welcome your comments on all of this. So here's some music for a couple of minutes. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And I know that poor BBS has been going through some technical challenges today, and I know we're broadcasting on a different channel. So I'm assuming you're out there, but I'm wondering where you are. I haven't gotten any listings of any calls here. So I would love to throw the lines open and hear from some of you that may have gone through some of these challenges in your own life and are perhaps still going through them and maybe hearing about the good, the bad, the ugly, and the gift on the other side. And the lines are open, and that's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And while we're waiting to hear from you, I'll just give you an addendum to that story I was telling you in my own life. Is, you know, the thing about the clock goes round and that little part of us always wants to hear, you know, that they got the lesson and so on and so forth. And it just recently I'd heard through friends that things weren't going so well for people, and I don't that my former mentor was going through really difficult financial times, had left my partner. And my partner actually had shared with folks that when all was said and done that I was heading into great love of her life. And so, you know, I'll tell you, even hearing that 15 years later, the little part that would have loved to have heard that way back then, it's kind of like a hollow victory. Because I thought, wow, that was a sad and big lesson for them. And the gifts I have in my life right now, my life I have now, I wouldn't trade for anything. The partner I have now is so incredibly beautiful and loving. You know, I don't think I would have been on this spiritual path. I certainly wouldn't have had the courage to be doing this show and being here with all of you today. But I am pretty sick of the sound of my own voice, so I would love to hear from anybody out there who is wanting to say anything about this rather broad and fantastic topic. 888-815-9756. Okay, well, while we're waiting then, for you shy ones to call in, let's take a break for our second commercial. I wanted to take this time to talk to you about a cause that is so near and dear to my heart, and hope that you can open your heart to hearing about it. I wanted to talk to you about this wonderful organization called Coastal German Shepherd Rescue. So that's coastalgsr.org, coastalgsr.org. And I'm a lover of German Shepherds. I have two. And the people that run this organization, such earth angels. And why I wanted to bring it up is I don't think people realize the plight that that pets are in with this whole foreclosure crisis and the recession. Typically online, they might have 30 or 40 dogs available for adoption at one time, and now there's like 180. And, you know, many times people are reluctant to adopt a rescue dog. They may think it has behavior problems or something. I've found that it's a great way to adopt because they know the different personalities of the dog, whether they're a little couch potato that just wants to be loved up or they're going to be your best jogging buddy. And I would encourage you just to stop by. I know there's San Diego chapter because they've been so inundated. They could use some, they're doing a fundraiser. So I wanted to tell you about this wonderful improv night that they're having at the Irvine Spectrum in Orange County on October 19th. Doors open at 6:30 and the show begins at 8. This is a really great recession buster. I can't believe for $40 there's a comedy show, dinner including tax and gratuity, and just a wonderful evening for a wonderful cause. If you can't make that, you can stop by coastalgsr.org they have a wonderful PayPal contribution system set up and just have a look-see. And, you know, whatever, no matter what your background is, that I just wanted to bring this to people's awareness. There's many, many, many rescue organizations, and the animals certainly could use our help right now. So thanks so much for listening. And we're back live, and the call-in number is 888-815-9756. And I'm throwing the lines open to whatever you want to ask, whether it's commentary about the inspiration point for the week or things from your own life. And I see that we have Camille from California on the line. Are you there, Camille?
I am, Evie. Hi.
Hello. Welcome. How can I help you today?
Thank you. I just wanted to talk a little more about, I've been listening to your fantastic show, about just those mentors and kind of that betrayal. And I've gone through something very similar. It seems like this year a lot of people are falling away. And how would you suggest dealing with it from a day-to-day standpoint? Because I know that personally my body, my physical body, is really reacting to kind of the brunt of trying to deal with losing friends and losing people that, you know, I've really kind of held up on a pedestal.
Right. Here's what I'd say is and this is the tough one, Camille. We don't really lose our friends. We lose the people that we think were our friends. And they may have been for wherever we were, whatever vibration we were holding at that point in life. And when we love our friends and we seemingly, quote, lose them and they go out of our lives, we're always trying to, you know, talk to them, make it better. And sometimes that helps. But when it doesn't help, my belief is it's spirit trying to move us into a different place, that those people are being cleared out. Not needing to get into all about your friends, but the people who let us down and, you know, what we tell ourselves about it. And then when you really look, are our values different? What's important to them versus me that we might overlook is, you know, in a friendship consistently. But when people are going out of our life, it's because there's being room made for the new people to come in that are more in alignment with us. And I know we know that intellectually and spiritually. It doesn't feel good. It just doesn't feel good. And so what I would say to you is fill up your life and get going in things that really fill up your life and make your body, mind, and spirit feel better. Movement in the direction you want to go. It's moving away from the past. You know, the past could have been just this morning, you know. But it's like moving more. It's like really saying, look, I'm going forward. I'm opening up my heart to the love and light and the circle of friends, community that I deserve and bring it on. And start to emulate that in your life. That movement is really, really important. And bless you. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
You are so very welcome.
Thank you, Evie. Bye-bye.
Hi. And anyone else? Oh, boy, for the Ask Evie show. So, I'm just really hoping that you call in and just let me know you're out there and tell me what you think about even the show or what's going on today for you. And while we're waiting for that, what I'd like to announce, I mentioned last week that I would have guest speakers on the show about once a month, and that I was up to finding people who were up to doing so much good on the planet. And so my first guest speaker on Friday, October 29th, is this amazing psychic and animal communicator who I mentioned previously on the show, Camille Licatte, C-A-M-I-L-L-E, Licatte, L-I-C-A-T-E. And she is a member of 1-2-Listen.com. You could get on there and look her up and get her background. She's an amazing, amazing human being and so gifted in this area. And I'll tell you, in order to be gifted to speak to and for the animal kingdom, both those on the other side and those who are with us here now, she's also not. If you're an animal communicator, you're like a psychic extraordinaire. So we're so looking forward to having her with us live on October 29th. That's last Friday of this month. Okay. And it looks like that everybody is kind of just filled up with stuff today. They're not calling in, so feel free to send me questions between the shows. I'm happy to answer any questions or refer you on to wherever you need to be. And what I think we'll do is, since we aren't getting questions today live, we will wrap up our show today. And I want to thank you, Anna Taylor, for the beautiful opening music, for reminding us about how beautiful each and every one of us are in our own way. And I want to thank Dawn and the production team at BBS, and a special shout out from my heart and thanks to my personal production team, Mark and Paula and Betsy. I thank you so much. And we will close today with one of the most amazing Earth Angels who will be a guest on a future show, James Stewart from South Africa. And we'll close to the strain of his beautiful music from the song called Shine. And I'll be back with a closing message for you. Have a great week, everybody, and let your light shine, give blessing and light in someone else's life this week. See you next Friday. Bye-bye.